thanks, Mike, for checking in. And, yeah, actually, Aries training, and I have not heard back, I had planned to do down at 911. I had sent it to the interim director and our emergency manager and the general secretary for 911, and have not heard back from either one of the two 911 personnel. So at this point, it will be at Harry Brown Airport at 7 o'clock. If I do not hear back from any representative down at 911, we will be going over Skywarn. Just a refresher course from Skywarn. It's been a couple of years on that. We have a few new people that may not have checked into a Skywarn net and know exactly what should be reported, what the different condition levels are and things like that. So we're going to just do kind of a general refresher. The plan was to do that down at the conference room at 911 and then go into the radio room and make sure that everything was up and operational, the computers were running up to date and things like that, so we would be ready for severe weather training. Also coming up here, you can check the National Weather Service page, but if I can bring it up on my phone here quick, I will give you the information. A couple of Skywarn opportunities coming up at March 5th, which is a Thursday. Midland County will be doing their in-person Skywarn training. If you are not able to make the one in Saginaw, which will be coming up in April, there is one coming up in Midland. It'll be at the Law Enforcement Center, and I believe that one's at 6 o'clock, but you can check the National Weather Service page. They have a link to all of their Weather Service Skywarn training opportunities across the state, at least for the White Lake office. And then for Saginaw, our Skywarn will be on Thursday, April 2nd. That will be at the Thomas Township Fire Station Number 1, which is off from Miller Road over there by the Meyer store. That will begin at 7 o'clock. So again, Saginaw's on the 2nd of April. Midlands will be coming up on the 5th of March. This is KCYVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. Next up on the list, N8NTN, Doug, followed by W8DW.